40 years ago, a freighter carrying iron ore pellets on Lake Superior ran into some stormy waters and sank. 29 people were killed on that November night, an event immortalized by Gordon Lightfoot's ballad. We just heard it on World Report, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Well, just north of Sault Ste. Marie, there's a lookout to commemorate the sinking. Backroads Bill Steer was there this past weekend. Bill's an outdoor adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa, and we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. The newscast was a good segue, but morning north is always ahead.
What were you doing north of the Sioux on the weekend?
Well, we'll keep these other stories for the future, but I was looking for bat grates. These are grates that are put over old mining adits, and I found one. And, of course, I was looking for that the biggest hole in probably northeastern Ontario, the Sir James Dunn Pit, and I found that as well. Not hard to find, but we'll keep that for another day.
Well, and you also came across this lookout. Describe the area there.
Yeah, for years, you know, I've been driving by this lookout trail road by Pancake Bay Provincial Park, and years ago, and today was the day I'm going to pull in there. Drove up the trail, came to the trailhead, and to my surprise, it was called the Edmund Fitzgerald Trail. So off I go. I took the in-and-out route, 3 kilometers in, 3 kilometers out. There's some loops there. It's a wonderful walk. You slowly ascend up through some, it's an expansive ground hemlock cover, and then into magnificent hardwoods of sugar maples and yellow birch. I can just imagine what the colors are like there in the fall, but now the forest is naked, and it has its own beauty. You walk through, and then you come up, and you come to these, people were thinking that day, these metal staircases that take you up to this amazingly high vista over Pancake Bay and Whitefish Bay, and you can see the expanse of nature of this portion of Lake Superior. So you can only imagine what happened.
Yeah, and what were the waters like when you were up there?
Well, it was as Radon Cord sings. It was a gloomy day, snow squalls, rain. Kind of wind would you hang on to the railing for sure, and I could see these squalls coming across, and the pictures I took were, they looked dark, but that's the nature of the day, and that's kind of how it was on, I guess, that evening 40 years ago today when the ship went down.
Yeah, did you do much research into the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Well, I did, and you know, it's not kind of macabre tourism at all. I just thought, you know, the theories are well known. This, as it said on the newscast, this Great Lakes freighter, 2 football fields in length, carrying iron ore pellets, encountered a huge gale. And there's 4 really theories to that. The official theory was ineffective hatch closures pointed to some human error. There was we know the ship broke up on the surface. It for a long time, people thought before the divers went down and took the footage that it broke up in 2 pieces at the bottom. No, it broke up on the surface. So one theory was it hit this mysterious shoal off Caribou Island. That's another one. The romantic version is there were 3 rogue waves. And the last one points to metal fatigue and poor design at the time.
But 29 people lost their lives that night. And, there's even a museum dedicated to this.
Yeah, if you really want a quick history lesson, there's a 5-minute video at the shipwreckmuseum.com with some really interesting audio, radio chatter between the trailing vessel and the Coast Guard, and lots of imagery. So that puts everything in perspective very, very quickly. But the song, you know, the Aurelia Oriole, he got away with, I don't know if it's getting away with anything, but we don't have many tragedy or disaster songs, and, you know, we know the lyrics.
Yeah, everybody knows the tune for sure. And Bill, you know, when you were up there, there is a plaque, isn't there?
There's a number of interpretive signs. It's really well done, and it tells a story. And if you know, now we have a generation or possibly 2 that know nothing really about the event. So it refreshes our memory. We look out to the west-northwest about 31 kilometers. You can see that. They were trying to get to the protected waters of Whitefish Bay, and they didn't make it for some reason. There's no survivors and no witnesses. That's the other part of the story we're so fascinated about. No black box back then.
So how would people get to this lookout?
It's about 1 kilometer north of the main entrance of Pancake Bay Provincial Park. The road is well marked, and even I think it's going to be a great snowshoeing venue this winter. It's not far up. You come to the trailhead, an easy walk. I mean, you should go a little further north into Lake Superior Provincial Park. There are some high lookout trails, which are a little more arduous. But here it's an easy walk, and you come up, and then there's these metal staircases, as I said, to the top, and a wonderful, wonderful vista, one of the best of Lake Superior on our side.
All right. And I know next time we talk, we may be talking about some books.
We're going to talk about three books with a sense of place here in northeastern Ontario. I think you're going to interview the authors, and we'll look forward to that in early December, because some of these books should be on Christmas book lists.
Perfect. Bill, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Backroads. Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He's a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University, and a regular guest here on Morning North. You can check out his website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and his segments are on our website as well, cbc.ca/Sudbury.